cottage.
Okay. Any other words besides cottage cheese?
No.
He's just cottage cheese. Okay. To get the impurity out of something, you have to, like milk, what do you have to do to it?
Pasteurize it.
Okay.
Did
you ever milk a cow?
No, I've always been afraid of it. My sister did, but I never did.
Well, did you ever watch them?
Yeah, I watched them.
Okay. What was the first thing that they would do with the milk after they were done milking?
Oh, they bring it in the house and strain it. Get it cold.
All right. When you take some apples and you put them in a deep dish and there's a crust on the top, what's that?
Now you have to make a pastry. Oh, you mean you said to put a crust on it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, that's cobbler pie.
That's cobbler pie. Okay.
They're good. When they are good. Sorriest thing in the world when they're not, though. Like we had church the other night.
You had one that was bad?
Oh, it was just all old dumpling. Old, they had a topping. But just flour, you know.
It doesn't
matter.
That man assured me of some topping on it.
He's done it a million times.
That professor.
Yeah, he's done it a million times. His main place has been Tennessee, but as soon as summer hits, he'll be getting Georgia all over Georgia.
Can you get all the rest of that book and ask questions?
Not the whole rest of it, but some of it.
You'll never get it.
Oh, yes, ma'am. We've been meeting right along. Okay. Okay. If someone has a real good appetite, you might say, he sure likes to put away his
food.
Okay, did your daddy ever call it anything else when you were little?
My grandmother said vittles. Mm-hmm. But mama never did, but grandma did.
Okay, what do you call milk or cream that's mixed with sugar and nutmeg that you might pour over pie?
Sauce.
Okay, and that's real sweet.
Uh-huh.
And how about food that's taken between regular meals? Like, I'm just going to catch me a
snack.
Okay. That's usually a small, just little something that you grab.
Something up to ring you supper or dinner, whatever.
Okay. Let's see. This is another one of those ones where I'm going to ask you a couple sentences and you have to put in the word.
Have to fill in the blanks.
Yeah.
That's hard to do.
Okay, you might say, at 7 o'clock this morning, your breakfast.
I cooked breakfast.
Okay.
I got up.
And what did you
do? And went.
What did you do with it?
And ate breakfast.
Okay. And tonight at 6 o'clock, I'm going to
eat supper.
Okay, and what did we have at noon together?
At dinner.
Okay.
Lunch, we had lunch.
That
used to call it dinner.
Dinner too, wasn't it?
Well, old timers. Now this is not up to date talking. It's so.
Yeah, but they had a real dinner. They didn't have this.
They called it breakfast, dinner, and supper.
Breakfast, dinner, and supper.
Yeah, that's what old timers called it, and I still like it.
And dinner was the big meal.
Yeah, that's a midday meal.
That's smarter. You won't get so fat. You know, yeah. That's breakfast, dinner, and supper.
Mm-hmm.
And what do most people drink for breakfast?
Coffee.
Okay, and what's the best way that you make it?
Just plain. I like perk coffee. Perk coffee, but they bought it. Old timers did.
They bought it.
They didn't know what percolator was. Yeah.
Okay.
That's what we had for dinner.
And then what do you drink when you're really thirsty?
Water. There's nothing takes the place of it.
Okay. And what do you